Vectis Radio.
Well, we've got some people who have drifted in.
You got some actors?
Yes.
Some actors?
Well, yes. they tell us they're actors.
They're definitely actors. Yes. I couldn't do what they do.
We have Cy Lynch and Ralph Dinglebutter.
Edda Manager.
That's it, one of them. And they've come to tell us about Weird Sisters.
Right, Weird Sisters.
Which is a play. We don't have Weird Sisters.
You might have.
You're from Ad Lib?
We are, yes, from Ad Lib Theatre, and we're here to talk about our new production of Weird Sisters.
Okay, tell us about it.
So, in a kind of change, we've been quite well known for our Shakespeare.
Yes.
We've been doing some excellent Shakespeare.
So we decided to do something a little bit lighter this time, and so our director has dived into the theatrical oeuvre, the theatrical egg, if you will, and then found a Terry Pratchett play.
Right.
Which kind of sort of is Shakespeare, but not.
Well, I don't know Terry Pratchett. I don't know Terry Pratchett's stuff very well at all, but I just assumed he wrote novels. But clearly,
it is a novel. It's from the Discworld series, but someone has turned it into a play with his blessing.
Right, okay.
So it's a play based on one of his Discworld novels.
Okay,
and it's about Weird Sisters.
Yeah, so Shakespeare calls his three witches, which aren't witches; they're old women or women, and he calls them Weird Sisters.
Right.
So Pratchett has used the term Weird Sisters for his three characters.
Do they say double-double?
No.
Well,
they do not. Say, when shall we three meet again?
Yes.
Well, I'm a bit busy next Tuesday.
Yes, it's quite funny.
I'll tell you something about that offline, when shall we three meet again. Anyway, carry on.
So it's set in Discworld.
Yeah.
Which, if you know Terry Pratchett, where most of his kind of stories take place, and it concerns three witches called Granny Weatherwax, Nanny Ogg, and Margaret Garlic, who wake up one morning to find the world is kind of seemingly immedicable. There's something going wrong, and they can't fix it.
Oh dear!
And they're quite good at fixing things. They're good at like kind of transmogrification and hedology and things like that. And they wake up to find that there's a problem with the land, and they can't quite fix it.
It's an earthquake happens initially, which kind of scares everyone, and everyone blames the witches, but it's not actually the witches that cause the earthquake. The land is upset.
Oh no!
Yes.
Right. Okay. That actually
we won't
sounds...
go too deep.
No. Don't give him too much.
Not too much spoilers. But it's kind of got all the kind of Shakespeare hallmarks. He's kind of doing it as a kind of parody. So if you know Shakespeare, you got the
sounds
kind
like
of
a bit of fun. This
it is a bit of fun. It's kind of a good tongue in cheek, very cleverly written, with that kind of Pratchett-esque humour.
So, is it, I would call it standard English rather than Shakespearean English?
It is. But, I mean, he throws in kind of lots of Shakespearean kind of nods, which is always quite good fun.
Absolutely.
And if you know Shakespeare, you'll get it. But the thing is, the important thing is you don't have to know Shakespeare to get it. It's a fun romp. The three Weird Sisters are actually hilarious. There's loads of quirky characters. I play a duke who may or may not be insane. who's married to his wife, who may or may not be insane, and it's really just a really really good fun. And in true Ad-Lib fashion, we are outside again,
good
open air.
Yes,
bit of a change of location. We've moved from Northwood House. We've moved to Priory School of Our Lady of Walsingham in Whippingham.
Right,
we're going to be in the grounds there, which is a kind of nice setting. It's an old, it's the school that Prince Albert built for the workers of Osborne House.
Yes. So you haven't got the tree then.
We've got lots of trees, but not the tree.
Not the tree, no.
But we have a tree.
Yeah. So, this is outdoors. Hopefully, there'll be a nice weather for it.
Well, it's middle August.
Yes. Yeah, so.
But knowing the way the weather is, we don't know. And then, certainly the...
There's certainly something wrong with the land now, isn't
there? There's something wrong with the land now. Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of kind of...
So who is in this?
So, we've got myself and Ralph are in it. We've got some Fiona Gwinnett is one of the witches.
Yeah.
Maria Wilkinson and Abby Leverton, they make up the three witches.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some, should we say, newcomers and oldcomers.
That's right.
Pete Stockman is playing King Verence.
Right.
A newcomer, Pip Lockwood, is playing the Duchess. We've got Patch, who's been in loads of Ad Libs. Jacob, who's been...
Of course you've got Patch.
Well, of course we've got Patch. Jacob, who's in it. We've got Philip Barker, who's in it as well. We've managed to get Bexon from Amy White Theatre.
There's one name I haven't heard yet.
No Emily.
No Emily.
No Emily.
What?
Not in this one.
Not in this one.
What?
She'll be there. In spirit.
I'm sure she will.
Still quite a few people.
I'm sure I've forgotten some people as well. Justin. Justin. Marty.
Jane.
Marcy.
Fizz.
Quite the whole set.
So quite a group then.
Most of the usual suspects.
Well, what's pleasing is we've got kind of some of the older veterans. Veteran ad-libbers and some of the newer ad-libs, and it's come together. So it's kind of like, you know, they're bringing together old and new, which is quite nice.
So primary school, is it very similar to the way you did it at Northern House? Bring your own seats.
Bring a picnic.
Bring sunblock.
And your umbrella. And remember, of course, it's an outdoor production.
Yeah.
So it's it will go ahead unless the weather is catastrophic.
Yeah.
It's quite sheltered there, so it's got.
Well, yeah. We've seen ad-libs when it's bucketing down with rain.
Yeah.
We've seen when we were frying in the desert. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully the witches haven't kind of said any kind of. I mean, I was going to say that they've got some fantastic words and spell words in there.
Oh, well.
You know, words that would be absolutely amazing in a game of Scrabble. I mean, we're not talking kind of pneumo ultra microscopic scoliovolcanoconiosis, but, you know, they're of that ilk. They're quite, it's very, very well written, I will say, as kind of like, excellent. As a playwright and a kind of actor, they're fantastic to play.
Brilliant. What dates is it on?
So it's
12th to the 14th.
Muttering going on.
Pressure. See, I think it's the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
You might be right, you see.
Bear with
us.
So, yeah, 14th, 15th, and 16th of August, unless Ralph comes in very, very quickly.
No, 14th, 15th, and 16th. You're right.
Tickets are on sale from Ticket Source Adlib.
We've got ours.
Have you got yours ready?
Yes.
Fantastic. Chairs and umbrellas.
We got chairs and umbrellas, don't worry, plenty of that. How much are they?
We've kept our prices the same, so it's £10 for an adult.
Pretty good.
We understand that times are hard, and you know, theatre often comes quite low down on people's kind of priority
quite
list.
Quite right in some ways, because
you know, exactly, it's an extra, isn't it?
But people are always free to make an additional donation.
Of course,
they
will. Yeah, absolutely. But
plenty of parking, that kind of thing.
Park is a little bit trickier, so we do encourage people to kind of like car share, get the bus, cycle, that kind of stuff. It's not as good parking as Northwood.
Northwood parking is not great, to be fair.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, we always encourage people to kind of car share and buses if they can.
Well, there is an estate on the other side of the road where you can park if necessary.
Mm. Yes.
The lane is kind of a bit packed.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
And they get a bit
I know where the school is. I don't know it at all. I know where the school is.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So just give us the dates again.
Gone.
14th. Friday the 14th, Saturday the 16th, 15th, and Sunday the 16th.
At what time?
And so Sunday's a matinee.
Matinee.
And the Friday and Saturday are evening performances.
Okay, I think we get the Sunday one.
We've got our matinee tickets, for Sunday.
Good. I'm looking forward to this. It'll be interesting.
I mean, it's a bit different.
Well, yeah, but that's.
But
that's
the joy of theatre, isn't it?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's wrong with that, indeed? So, Adlib Theatre, and you can find out more details by going to where?
Well, you've got the Adlib Facebook group, Adlib, and also the Adlib website, and the tickets are available from Ticket Source Adlib.
Okay, excellent. We look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in, and thank you to all your team at Adlib for entertaining us.
You're welcome.
Vectis Radio on DAB.